French voters rejected the European Union's first constitution May 29th. With votes counted in all of France and its overseas territories, the no camp had 54.87%, with only 45.13% voting yes. The treaty's rejection in France, the architect of the European project, could set the continent's plans back by years and amounts to a personal humiliation for President Jacques Chirac. Although Chirac argued that the Constitution would streamline EU decision-making and make the bloc more accessible to its 450 million citizens, opponents feared it would strip France of its sovereignty and generous social system and trigger an influx of cheap labor. All 25 EU members must ratify the text for it to take effect as planned by November 1, 2006. 9 already have done so: Austria, Hungary, Italy, Germany, Greece, Lithuania, Slovakia, Slovenia, and Spain. But on June 1, Dutch voters, worried about social benefits and immigration, overwhelmingly rejected the Constitution, 62% to 38%. Meanwhile, in France, Prime Minister Jean-Pierre Raffarin resigned and was replaced by Interior Minister Dominique de Villepin.